Welcome to The Flash Technology, where today we're diving into the intricacies of innovation, digital dilemmas, and the future of online search. From Apple's latest feature that's transforming user interaction to a fiery standoff between Australia and a social media juggernaut, right through to Google's recent controversy. Gear up for an episode that promises to navigate the complex relationship between tech advancements, regulation, and the quest for digital dominance. Kicking things off, Rachel's bringing us a fascinating insight into a feature of the Apple Watch Series 9 that's making waves, albeit quietly. Rachel, what's this all about?
Thank you, Wendy. It's about the double-tap gesture control on the Apple Watch Series 9. This innovation allows users to activate certain functions by simply tapping their thumb and forefinger together. It's a testament to Apple's commitment to intuitive design, aiming for seamless and engaging day-to-day interactions.
It sounds incredibly convenient. So why isn't this feature seeing more day-to-day use?
It boils down to habits and awareness. Most users continue to lean on the screen taps or the digital crown adjustments they're accustomed to. Plus, Apple hasn't been very aggressive in promoting the double tap feature, so it tends to be overlooked.
That's intriguing. It demonstrates that technological advancements aren't just about the capabilities of the device, but also how they're integrated into user habits. Anything else about the Apple Watch Series 9 catching user interest?
Absolutely. The Series 9 is also lauded for its straightforward user experience, from simple workout tracking to automatic software updates. Not to mention the wide selection of bands, like the Impact Band by Casetify, enhancing both durability and comfort.
It indeed sounds like Apple continues to marry sophisticated technology with practical user-friendly design, a true hallmark of their innovation philosophy. Thanks for that insight, Rachel. Moving on. Next, Sean brings us to a contentious battle brewing between Australia and the social media platform X, owned by Elon Musk. Sean, delve into this for us.
Wendy, it's a significant standoff that highlights the global struggle over content regulation and free speech. Australia's eSafety Commissioner issued a notice to X, demanding the removal of content related to a terrorism incident. In defiance, Elon Musk and X are challenging the order, citing concerns over censorship.
This defiance certainly sparks debate. What's at the core of Musk's argument?
Musk argues that the demands threaten the principles of a free and open internet and exceed the scope of Australian law. It's a clash between national legislation and global digital spaces, raising questions about jurisdiction and the responsibility of tech companies.
Quite the dilemma. How are Australian officials responding?
Australian officials are frustrated, emphasizing the need for platforms like X to comply with local laws to ensure public safety and information integrity. It's escalated to the point where Musk is retaining a top Australian lawyer, signaling a legal battle ahead.
It's a pivotal moment that could redefine content regulation and free speech norms in the digital age. Thanks, Sean. Shifting our focus. Lastly, Eugene looks into a brewing controversy involving Google and its dominance in the market. Eugene, what's happening?
Wendy, Tutamail, an encrypted email service, is accusing Google of unfairly manipulating search results to disadvantage rivals. They reported a significant drop in visibility on Google following an algorithm update in March 2024.
A serious accusation indeed. How is Google responding?
Google insists that its search algorithm updates aim to prioritize high-quality, relevant results, denying any unfair treatment towards competing services, including its own products like Gmail.
This situation sheds light on the challenges of maintaining a fair competitive landscape in the tech industry, particularly among those who control digital gateways. Thank you, Eugene, for highlighting this ongoing debate. As we conclude, as we conclude this episode of The Flash Technology, we leave with a wealth of insights into how technology continues to shape our lives, liberties, and the legal landscapes we navigate daily.
from Apple's innovation with the Series 9, the brewing tension between national governments and global tech platforms, to the challenges of ensuring a fair competitive landscape, it's clear that the digital age continues to present both opportunities and obstacles. Thank you for joining us.